Page 53. Tracking the movement.
Today marks the fifth week of protests throughout the world in support of Black Lives Matter. Our next guest has created a map showing in real time where the protests are happening, and he's documented more than 3,800 locations so far. Alex Smith is a geographic information system analyst, and he joins us from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome, Alex.
Thank you for having me on today.
Yes, Alex, so first, for people who can't see your map right now, give us an overview of what it looks like and what data you're tracking.
Well, I am tracking every city or town I can find across the world where there have been Black Lives Matter or George Floyd-related protests since May 25th. And right now, what I am seeing when I look at the map is an absolute flood of points. The United States, Southern Canada, and Western Europe are just completely, if you zoom out on the world, you can't even make out the country shapes because there are so many points crowding the map.
Yeah, what I see here is that there's a large concentration on the East Coast and southeastern states of the country. But then there are places like North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, that we're also seeing protests in those areas as well. Are there any things that surprise you when you look at this map and through your research?
Well, one of the things that I keep noticing is how many points there are, or how many towns and cities there are in areas that we would, you know, typically considered to be very quote-unquote red areas, you know, or very conservative regions. Many of the news articles that I've encountered when I've been doing my research will have people saying, you know, we've never seen a protest here, or we've never seen a protest where 500 people show up in a town of, you know, 10,000 people.
Copyright W. Burr.